You know what I mean?
Well, I
because
mean,
then that makes sense for it to be a world war.
Are you splitting
more...
Europe and Asia?
No, not so much. I mean, I guess you could.
Because
they're different continents. Then have to be different land masses.
They're like conjoined twins that we're trying. Like, we gave them two different names.
Europe and Asia.
Yeah, like, their birth certificate says two different names, but it's the same fucking person.
Oh,
I mean, it's just like a continuation.
I hope someone has conjoined twins and names them Europe and Asia. No.
Eurasia.
It. Eurasia.
Eurasia, get your one-headed ass in here.
What did you say?
I don't know why I just said that, actually. I have no idea. Stop laughing. I'm trying to be serious.
You just said, get your one-headed ass in. You all have to be serious now. It's too late for that.
Oh, God. Okay. I feel like, in all honesty, if this is not technically a world war, we're on the cusp. I feel like one more person needs to throw their hat in the ring and it's party over.
Well, I mean, I think honestly,
because
people don't.
I mean, wait a minute. Wait. It is a world war because the British and U.S. are doing airstrikes in Syria.
Yeah.
So we're involved and we're not on the same continent. World war.
We're already in World War
III.
www.www.www.www.web. Is that a thing?
www.web. I don't.
I feel like if Hillary wins, we're going to be in World War III with Russia as an enemy, just because they said so. That's what they said.
It's going to happen. If Hillary wins, the world at large will be happier, except for Russia and all the Middle Easterns that hate us anyway. They won't be happy no matter what happens. But I feel like if Trump wins, the world at large will be mad, but Russia will be happy.
I feel like if Hillary wins, the world at large isn't necessarily going to be happy. They're just going to be like, okay, this probably... The world at large will feel like, okay, this isn't going
to
be much different
than
the past
be
8 years.
Like,
because, a lot of people see her in office as just a continuation of what Obama's been doing.
Yeah.
But with all this WikiLeaks shit going on now, is that really the case? Because she's fucking freaking me out, man.
Well, what I saw...
She is freaking me out.
Did you see the only thing that I saw this weekend, because I really haven't seen the news too much this weekend, but I did see that they were saying that she paid off Bernie to get out of the race.
Yeah, I sent you that. That's the fucked up thing right there is... Here's the other thing, too. Have you noticed that these news articles that are covering the WikiLeaks stuff, they're not in Google, on Google News for more than a minute, and then they get pulled down. Like, you can't find them. Well, you can't find them on the front page of, like, your news app, typically. If you have Google News, it's there, and then, like, within a few hours, it's just gone. They're pulling that shit down. You have to actively search for it. But those articles are out there, and they're not just from, like... You know, weird off the cuff.
The Onion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like bullshit websites that are posting it. I think I saw one from Huffington Post. I mean, I don't guess that's, the end all be all, but I'm just saying, it's not just like little rinky dink people that are reporting this shit. I mean, essentially, these WikiLeaks things that are coming out, these emails, they released the transcripts of her paid speeches with Goldman Sachs. She's one of them, you guys. She is 100% one of them.
Oh, totally.
125% one of them. And Bernie got paid off, and I don't trust any of those motherfuckers. This is the most crooked-ass shit I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
This is the most weird.
Who was, like, anti-crook got paid off by the crook, so aren't you anti-crook now, Bernie Sanders?
I can't take anything he says seriously anymore. Like, I have 125% lost faith in anything that he's ever said. Like, I just can't take him seriously anymore. Like,
and I feel like all the grassroots hippies that were all about him, like, how can you still say... I'm going to write Bernie in. Well, now he's in Hillary's pocket, so you might as well vote for Hillary if you're going to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing's just kind of sick and disgusting.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders has his hand in the Clinton Foundation.
It feels
cookie
like
pot.
This is a movie. This doesn't even feel like real life anymore. This whole thing is just so weird.
That's
I don't
I said
know what
the other
fuck
day.
Is
I said,
happening.
This like, feels like a really extended and dramatic version of a Jerry Springer episode.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's like never ending.
I feel
it's
like
so
I'm in a
crazy.
Fucking Seth Rogen movie where. What? I don't know. I feel
like they've brought out the trashiest gossip about each other, like all this. Like, it just really feels like it's a daytime talk show.
I do really like the pictures of Bill's face when all of the rape victims came.
When they were like, when your wife and all your side hoes are in the same room, and he's like,
breathing intensifies.
And fucking Chelsea Clinton, I can't stand to look at her ass.
Oh,
she's unfortunate looking,
special looking little. Young lady. I don't know. She seems happy. I can't trash on
so
her too much.
So does Melania Trump. Ugh. They're all kept women.
These happy kept women.
They're all a bunch of kept hoes.
So do you have any predictions about end of days if Hillary happens to be our president? Do you think anything specific will happen if she comes into office that wouldn't if Donald Trump did? That might bring about the end of the world?
I could see it going either way with this, but I feel like, because she's soft, I feel like ISIS might ramp up, because I feel like they don't respect her. Not that, well, they don't, I don't think they fear her at all.
Yeah.
Which I feel like they think, I mean, not saying that they wouldn't do anything, but I think that everyone thinks that Trump is more of a loose cannon and, like, you don't know what he's going to do. Hillary's going to do what they always do and have summits and do this and do that, but, like, she's not going to fly off the handle and do anything crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is very much for closing all the borders straight the fuck down if need be,
like,
and she's all, oh,
say, God forbid, there was, like, an attack on American soil or something, I feel like Hillary would never declare war during her presidency,
mm-mm.
No matter what happened. I feel like they could come over here, take off their white glove and slap her in the face with it, and she'd be like, this is not okay. But she wouldn't do anything about it. Like, I don't think that she has, like, a backbone for war. Not that I want war.
No.
But I feel like they would literally have to push her completely over the edge for her to retaliate in any kind of way, and I feel like they think she's a joke.
Here's one thing I get worried about, and this is just, I mean, I'm definitely pro-gun. I just always have been. I don't have a problem with anyone that is not pro-gun. And I'm not trying to shove my opinion down anyone's throat. If you're not comfortable with guns, then you 100% should not own one. End of story. It just is what it is. But the other thing to keep in mind, too, is, and this is something, I don't remember who said this. I remember reading about this, like, fucking in history class or something. Someone important in Japan, in back when all the shit was going on,
oh, what shit?
The fucking war, but...
Oh.
I don't know who it was. I'm trying to think of who the fuck said it. But basically, they were saying the reason that it was impossible, or not impossible, but it was basically a suicide mission to invade the United States, to boots on the ground come and fucking try to fuck everybody up in the U.S., is because there's a gun behind every door. Like, that's whatever, whoever this, oh God, I wish I could remember who said it, but whoever this guy was, like, some kind of general or whatever, he was like, that's, you know, no, the invasion emperor is going to be the boss of Japan.
No, they didn't have an Emperor's New Groove of Japan.
Oh, it might have been, but whoever it was, I mean, he's right. No one would stand a fucking chance coming over here because a good percentage of the population is armed. We're fucking armed. If someone came in my house right now, you bet I'm going out shooting. I ain't fucking laying around just getting trampled all over.
My bed while they're shooting up.
I ain't gonna. It ain't gonna happen. I ain't doing it. But, you know, one thing that worries me, like, to, you know, come back to what I was saying, is if there's a gun grab or something, if the gun laws change or something crazy or drastic happens, you know, I understand and I respect people's opinions as far as, you know, being anti-gun. I get the fear, and I do. But at the same time, you know, guns are here, and they've been here. And if you take them away at this point, it's probably going to fuck a lot of shit up. Like, you know, that situation right there. It's going to be an incentive for countries that might have otherwise not, you know, wanted to come over and fuck with us. Now it's a little safer to do it. Maybe still a suicide mission, but not quite as much.
Well, I don't think that... even no matter what everyone says, I don't think they're going to take the, I don't think Hillary's going to take the gun. Because that's what they said about Obama, too. They were like, if you elect Obama, he's going to come to you and take everyone's guns.
I know.
8 years later, that hasn't happened. So, I mean, I feel like that's one of those, like, scare tactics that they use. Like, if you're voting for Hillary, you better kiss that Glock goodbye, baby.
I think realistically, if she does anything, she'll just make it more difficult to obtain guns. I don't know that it's realistic to think that anyone's going to go through and take everybody's guns. But at the same time, she's fucking crazy, and I don't know. I mean,
but I feel like
I
I also feel like the American society is crazy in that regard, to where they're not gonna
stand for it.
I feel like 10% of the, if they said all these guns are illegal, all you can have is one handgun per household, that's it, anything above that gotta go, no rifles, no shotguns, no nothing.
It would be a fucking shit show.
Only like 5% of gun owners would turn their shit in. They'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
So I mean, I feel like that's one of those weird unenforceable laws, because I mean, are they really going to go and collect millions of guns?
But I think that, honestly, I think that is the situation that would be the tipping point and would lead to some kind of civil war. Because then you're forcing your law enforcement officers, your military personnel, to turn guns on citizens, to take their guns from them. And everything in your creed tells you that you're not supposed to ever do that.
I just don't see that happening, because that would be such a large-scale issue.
Oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
I don't see how they would ever think that they would feasibly enforce that.
I hope not. I would like to think that that's not the case. But if we're talking about end-of-day scenarios, if anything's going to happen, I think that would be it on Hillary's part. It would either be World War III with Russia as our enemy, or I think we'd have some kind of crazy, like, gun issue going on that might lead to either ramped up terrorist attacks or possible invasion, or it would lead to some kind of crazy civil war, like, just fighting amongst ourselves to the point that it's dangerous type of shit.
I don't disagree.
All right, so let's move on to if Donald wins. What do you think? What do you think's gonna happen? Because Russia wants to be BFFs.
Okay, honestly, this is what I feel like the worst case scenario is for Donald Trump. Realistically, not like blowing things out of proportion. I feel like the worst thing he's gonna do is offend people. But I don't think he's gonna offend them to the point where they're like, that's it, now we gotta bomb him, I'm sick of his mouth. I just feel he's gonna be like that rude dinner guest that does, where he's like, did you gain 20 pounds since the last time I saw you? Like, that kind of shit. Like, I don't think he's going to be like, so, you know, this is your last night on Earth because I'm going to bomb the shit out of your country. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like he's just going to say crazy things that are just, like, mildly offensive.
I really hope so. Like, I feel like everything that's happened with Hillary at this point, either, I don't know if she's going to win, man. I just don't think she...
They said that based on the early voting in Florida that she's ahead, but that's only the early voters that have mailed in their ballots so far.
I don't even know how that fucking works. I don't feel like that should count. Did you do early voting for this?
No.
I don't know that you should be allowed to early vote for the presidential election before all the fucking debates are over with. We've only had 2 debates. And, I mean, isn't there at least one more? There's at least one more,
yeah,
right?
There is one more. That's it.
I don't know. I don't feel like you should be allowed to do the early voting until the last debate is over with, personally.
But I don't think that
new information, especially in this election, look at all the shit that's fucking coming out every day. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, by the time the election's over, we're going to know the result of Hillary's last pap smear. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, she's got dinosaur eggs in there.
Oh, like the oatmeal.
No. I like that.
If you pour hot water on them, they'll hatch.
Oh, God. Boiler ovaries. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Trump. I'm not voting for him. But I don't think that it's as bad as people try to act like it is. Because the worst thing that he's done is be offensive. That's the worst thing he's done.
Well, I mean, and everyone's talking about all these women that are accusing him of rape and stuff, too. But here's my opinion on it. Is anyone accusing him of rape or just groping? It's just groping, right? And just being inappropriate.
But I don't believe him anyway, I feel like.
I kind of don't, too, because I hate to be that way, but man, why not say anything before now?
Yeah, because
it's not like he only just now got rich. He's been rich. If there was money to gain out of it, you could have gotten it a long ass time ago.
This happened. Like, I feel like it's the people who hate him really, really strongly, and they feel like this is their last. I feel like they think they're doing their country a service by either exaggerating or straight up lying, because that's the one thing that they think will stop him from getting to the White House. Is, like,
or maybe it did happen. And it was just never a big deal. If it was never a big deal to you, then why is it a big deal now that you stand to benefit from it?
Well,
that's kind of not...
No, but you know what? I feel like... I think that they are trying to Bill Cosby him. Like,
I know, I kind of do.
They're like,
too.
The fastest way to take someone down is accuse them of sexual assault. It's really, really hard to get your reputation back from that, whether you're innocent
or
not.
But here's the other thing, too. At this point, haven't we just leveled the playing field? Because how many people has Bill actually been, like, legitimately accused of, like, sexually assaulting?
Oh, I know. I was arguing with my mom about this the other day, because I said, the same people who are so outraged about what Trump has said and what people have accused him of are diehard voting for Hillary. And I'm like, but her husband is accused of the same things and worse things, but you're okay with that?
Yeah, there's actual evidence against him in court cases and affidavits and all
kinds of
fucking shit.
Yeah, and he was doing that shit when he was actually our president, and you want to put him back in the White House as, like, her do boy? That's fine, but just because... This is the whole thing about politics. If you're going to have... A bad act is a bad act across the board.
Yeah.
You can't say...
It's okay for you, but not you.
You're horrible to do this because you're not my candidate. My candidate this, so I have excuses for their behavior. But you're going to do something in the same exact category, and I'm going to totally demonize you for it.
Yeah, you're either against the activity or you're not.
Yeah, a bad act is a bad act. It doesn't matter who's doing it. So if you can't be objective, but you're holding all these high moral values on Facebook, like, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like...
When was the last time anyone said Gary Johnson fondled him or raped him?
Yeah, no shit. That's the other thing, too.
You haven't
heard
anything... The worst thing that they've said about him is that he doesn't know foreign policy.
Well, he had a stoner moment, too, and said, "What's Aleppo?" And then immediately he was like, "Oh, yeah, sorry. But the other thing, too, I'm willing to cut someone some slack that's been out there fucking doing all that shit like that. And that's the worst thing he's done is fucking have a brain fart on TV. I mean,
even if it wasn't a brain fart and he literally didn't know, he was.
But he did know, because he immediately was like, oh,
but I'm
sorry,
saying, if he literally didn't even know what that meant, and he was like, "What are you talking about?" And didn't know. And it wasn't just like, "Oh, yeah." He was honest about it. He didn't try to cover it up. And I don't really care if you know where some little dot on the map is 500,000 miles away from us. I want to know what you're going to do about America.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of do, too.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's shit that he could learn about. But the fact that he's honest and he wants to do a good job, I feel like that speaks way louder than, like, what's Aleppo?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I bet you Donald Trump didn't know what the fuck it was before he started running for president and people were telling it in his ear. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't know. And the only reason Hillary knows is because she's fucking probably in bed with all those people.
Oh my God.
Not really in bed like her husband does, but like in bed.
I
like,
know what you mean.
Corrupt style.
On that corrupt bed?
That corruption bed. It's made out of fucking coins.
It's just corrosive. It's just a bunch of corrosive pennies. Oh God.
I hate them all. I hate politics and politicians. They're all scumbags.
Well, I think if Donald wins, I'm not 100% certain that the end of the world is going to come if Donald is president. I wouldn't be surprised if we got into World War III no matter what. Just, regardless of who becomes president, I wouldn't be surprised if it just happened. Because, and it's it's not even necessarily Obama's fault or anyone. It's just an accumulation of shitty relations over this past several, decades, just in general. It's just gotten progressively worse and worse and worse, it seems, because I don't know when money and oil become priority over actually trying to spread peace and try to take people out of power that are really causing harm, when there's all those ulterior financial motives behind it, it's hard for the rest of the world to really get behind you and believe that you have noble,
I feel like if someone had a magic wand and tomorrow they could make every single vehicle an electric car, we wouldn't even care about the Middle East.
I know. Exactly. It's hard.
All we want is their fucking oil.
But I think it's hard for the rest of the world, to, and even us within the country, to feel like we have any noble intentions behind getting involved anywhere. Because look at Africa. Africa's fucking crazy. And they could absolutely use some fucking help. But you know what? They don't have anything we want. They don't. So what we do is we just send shit over there, and everything's so corrupt and crazy that it's literally like just dropping a box of stuff down into the middle of, you know, a crowd of people, bad and good, and saying, there you go, bye. Like, that's, and even when we give money directly to the government there, their government's so corrupt that it's pretty much the same thing. All the fucking crazy people get their hands on all the aid and all of the money.
I just saw on the news last week, speaking of Africa, that some of those girls got released.
I did see that. But they released them because they traded them for the fucking soldiers.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so now more soldiers are out there. I mean, it's good that the girls are back, but shit. Nobody won that at all. No.